you for Steve. Thank you for the gifts that you've given him. And I pray that you would use him to speak your truths and your words plainly to us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
God's word is good, isn't it?
Amen.
And sometimes just picking out a single phrase can really speak into your life very, very powerfully. I don't want to, in the time that we've got, go through the whole passage. I don't want to look at individual things Jesus said in terms of promises to us either. I just want to think about what it means to speak plainly and for Jesus to be speaking plainly. In John 17, we have Jesus speaking plainly to us. Speaking plainly is a funny thing to think about at the moment. Anybody here following coverage of the general election and hearing people speak plainly? We've got questions for people. Where are you going to find the money from? Are there no ifs and buts associated with this? Are you or are you not going to enter into a coalition, a vague form of government together? Who is going to... All these things. People are concerned that people are not speaking plainly. The Evangelical Alliance had a poll before this election campaign came out and were asking evangelical Christians what they thought about politicians. And people's views of politicians was at a rock bottom low in terms of how people trusted them. We think people don't speak plainly to us, people in authority. And yet it's refreshing to come to Jesus and see that Jesus is someone in authority who does speak plainly. And what Jesus says is what he means. And what he means is what he's going to do for us. And that's a refreshing place to be. We're almost in a prayer meeting here. We're in a place where Jesus is beginning to pray and we're eavesdropping on his prayers. And as he's praying, he's saying some things that are true and plain spoken to us and about us and for us. He prays for himself, he prays for his apostles, and then he prays for everybody else. And we're going to look at that last bit next week. But at the moment, he's praying for himself and praying for those that are around him. There are three things I want us to think about plain speaking. The first thing is to think that Jesus speaks without using words necessarily. Can somebody here tell me and describe for me their favourite piece of chocolate? Can anybody here tell me their favourite piece of chocolate? Anybody got favourite? Esther, what's your favourite chocolate? What's it like? You don't know. What's it taste like? Nice. What's your favourite chocolate? Sounds fantastic. And what do they taste like? Anybody else? What's your favourite? Yeah. Chocolate. It's very difficult to put into words how a piece of chocolate tastes, isn't it? Without using the word chocolate. You know, it's very, very difficult to do that. Tell me about your favourite television programme. Anybody here got a favourite television programme? Yeah, what's your favourite television programme? And what's that like? It sounds really good. Anybody else want to watch it? Yeah. Yeah. What's that? And what happens with that? What's it like? Can you describe it?
Well, there's people and they want to live in a smaller house, so then builders come and help them to build a smaller house, and then they can move it anywhere they like.
Sounds fantastic. Now, that was a good description, actually. I know other people like all sorts of other programs, and if I went around asking the grown-ups, I'm sure that we've all got programs. But if you really want to know what someone's favourite TV programme is like, you really need to watch it, don't you? Would you say people need to watch it to know what it's like? I think we would. You need to watch it and then you know what it's like. You need to eat that piece of chocolate to know what it's like. And sometimes words are not enough for us to be able to describe things. If you want to describe what Debbie is like, all of us will be able to describe a bit what Debbie is like. Joe may be able to perhaps give us one of the better and more accurate descriptions, but the best way to know how wonderful Debbie is just to spend some time with Debbie, and then you know what Debbie is like, and you don't need words to describe what Debbie is like. Same with Jesus speaking to us about God. Jesus says in verse 6, "I have made your name known to those who you gave me from the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. I have made your name known to those who you have given me out of the world. I have made your name known. What does he mean? What does the name of God mean? Is this talking about the burning bush? I am who I am. Is he talking about the name of God? More likely, he's talking about the character of God. What God is like. In Hebrew Jewish thought, to talk about someone's name is to talk about their character. He has made the character of God known to people around him. And how has he done that? Not with his words alone. He's talking about his death. He's talking about all the things he's going to do. It's throughout all of his ministry. Everything Jesus has done has spoken to us of what God is like. He's talking about his death and how it glorifies God. And the way to know what God is like is to look at Jesus, all he says and all he does. Jesus' death upon the cross tells us so much about what God is like. God is a God who loves so much that he dies for us, who loves so much that he gives his only son for us, gives his life for us, who cares for us, who deals with problems in our lives, who deals with the problem of sin and death head on in this world. Through the cross, who solves difficulties, who gives life to us, who repairs things that are broken. That's what God is like, and we see it in Jesus' actions as well as in his words. So when we're talking about plain speaking, it's not just the things that Jesus does, just the words that Jesus speaks, but it's the things that Jesus does too. Second thing I wanted to say is that plain speaking releases life. Releases life into our lives. Jesus said a couple of things, verses 8 and 17. Verse 8. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. The words that Jesus received, they were given to Jesus by God, and he gave them to us, to his disciples and from the apostles, to us. The word has been spread, and we've heard that word, and we have believed. It's produced a change in our lives. Something wonderful has happened because of those words that were spoken. We have received life, and Jesus' life releases those words. Verse 17, sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. It's truth, and it sanctifies us. It brings life and holiness into our lives. Isn't that wonderful? Anybody here like balloons? Yeah? Anybody here want to come and get a balloon? Yeah. Now, the good thing about balloons is you can breathe into them. It's like breathing life into it, and then the life can be released. Look at this, look. Right. Now, the good thing about a balloon is that it releases... Sorry. A balloon will release life. How many of you are there here? I'm going to run out of breath here soon. This microphone's right close to my heart. You're going to hear it pattering faster and faster. Oh, that one didn't work. Jesus speaking into our lives releases things into our lives. It releases goodness. It releases life. You're going to come and get the... Oh!
Stop saying. I want the balloon.
Who wants the first balloon? Who wants the first balloon? Okay, we'll do a proper balloon. Now, I can't do balloons and do speaking. Does anybody else want... Can I get some of the guys on this table? Can you do some balloons for people? That'd be great. Jesus' life, when he speaks, it releases something into the world. It releases something into our lives. It releases energy into us. When you hear Jesus' words spoken into your life, it's not just words. It releases something and it has life. It's like a balloon being released that goes flying all over the place. It flies into our lives, and who knows what it's going to do. It's going to cause us to move from Manchester to London. From wherever else we may be, into London. God's word speaks life into our lives. It's fantastic. God's word is powerful. There's a wonderful thing that you can see if you look at John chapter 3, Jesus speaking to Nicodemus. John chapter 4, Jesus speaking to the woman at the well. John chapter 6, when Jesus is ministering the bread and breaking the bread and feeding the 5,000. We begin to see that Jesus' words release life and salvation into people. Jesus' words release life and salvation into people all around him. Why? Because they're full of the Holy Spirit. Even before Jesus had died upon the cross, Jesus speaking words released salvation into people's lives because he is full of the Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage you this afternoon. Take the word of God into your life. It's got energy. It's got power. It does things as God's word speaks into you, whether that's a word on the dial, whether it's a word that's been read, whether it's the word that you're hearing now, whether it's something God is speaking into your ear. Open yourself up to it and let God speak, because his plain speaking does something in our lives. The last thing I want to say is that it's plain speaking, not plain speaking. You can spell plain two ways, P-L-A-N-E or P-L-A-I-N. It's P-L-A-I-N, not P-L-A-N-E speaking. Why do I say that? You can think of eternal life in terms of living out for the future. What does eternal life mean? Eternal life means that in the age to come, we will be spending eternity, never dying, always being with God. It's almost like being in an aeroplane lifted above the world and looking down upon this world, and we're separated from it. It's going to get more and more hectic in a second. I've got another activity. You wait for that. It's going to get even better. It's going to get even better. Esther had a brilliant idea. She said, wouldn't it be great if you let the balloons go when televisions came out of them? Maybe not. Eternal life is not about being on another plane. It's not about being separated from this world and living forever. Eternal life is about something far more plain, P-L-A-I-N, than that when Jesus speaks. Verse 3, I don't know if you spotted this as it was read out earlier. This is eternal life. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. The passage is full of Jesus talking about his relationship to God. You have sent me. You have given me, and I have given to you. You glorify me. I glorify you. The Father has sent Jesus into the world. It's about this love and this activity that goes on between Father and Son. Every single time this noise happens, I hope you know, poor Andy's got to blow up another balloon. There's 50 in that packet, so, you know, keep going. Keep going. The Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father. The Father sends the Son. The Son is sent in obedience to the Father. There's a relationship and a love that goes on between Father and Son. And Jesus calls us and says that eternal life is participating in that life. It's knowing that life. It's not just knowing with our heads. It's not just knowing who your favourite football team is. Anybody support Aston Villa rather than West Ham? You know, it's not just about knowing who your football team is. It means more than knowing with your head. That was a reference to David Cameron, in case anybody didn't pick up on the news yesterday. It's more than knowing stuff that's going on in your head. It's knowing with your heart and experiencing. It's walking with Jesus and loving him and knowing him. It's walking with the Father and loving him and knowing him. It's about placing faith. And as we do that, knowing God's practical care in our lives. I want to give you one more picture language of what the word of Jesus is like. It's not just a balloon that is released that goes everywhere, makes popping sounds, and does who knows what and causes who knows what in our lives as it releases its life. It's something that brings something into our lives that is sweet, that is good, that we can feed upon, and we can know relationship with the Father as we do it. Anybody like chocolate? Children, do you want to come here and give me a hand to do this? I think we should take some chocolates around to every table. And take a chocolate. Each person at the table, take one chocolate and just receive it and eat it. And as you do that, know that eternal life is not for the future. It is for the now. And it is living in this quality of life that we have with the Father and the Son that comes as the Son speaks into our lives. Children, pass those things around and don't take them for yourselves. Pass them round to the tables and leave a handful on each table and make sure every table gets enough. And we're going to pray together. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you speak truth. And we thank you that you speak life. And we ask that you would speak plainly into each of our lives and release your life into us. In Jesus' name. Amen.